May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today is the first day of the season of Lent, Ash Wednesday. During Eucharist, after you've received the bread and the wine, if you want, we'll apply the ashes on your forehead. If you're not a CTK person or you don't want that to happen, then you don't have to. It's a great testimony, sort of a red flag or a flag. It's hard to hide your devotion to Christ when you go out into the world and you have those ashes on your forehead and people ask you what they are. And just tell them, it's the sign of the cross, of the great lover of my soul, the great love of my life. I'm marked forever. So what I'm going to share just very briefly tonight, for those of you who come to our main Ash Wednesday service, this is our third Ash Wednesday service today, but the main one's tonight. You'll hear sort of a broader version of this, not a long, long one, but a broader version. But one of the things to remind you of is that in the world, there are about 2.2 billion people who say that they're Christians. About 1.85 billion of those do Ash Wednesday. It's just a small minority that don't. When you live in the South, it seems like the vast majority are not that kind, but Ash Wednesday is an important journey that begins this amazing Lent. And Lent's this 40-day journey that just sort of honors Christ's journey through the wilderness. And we just sort of join him, Ash Wednesday and Lent. It's not about people who want to just live in sin and decide to give up something like chocolate for 40 days, but that's their devotion to the Lord. That's what lost people who go to church do stupid things, whether they go to churches that have liturgical stuff or non-liturgical stuff. Ash Wednesday and Lent is about just extravagance. I really think it's the season of breakthrough, because it's a place and a time where you intentionally, as Jesus fasted for 40 days and just sought the Father's heart in radical ways that prepared him. He was launched out, and Jesus carried the anointing, but he was launched out in release and from the wilderness. He came forth in power, and his ministry really began to manifest as a result of his time in the wilderness. Time of fasting. And so the whole idea of Lent is just honoring that concept that for us, revival always happens at the foot of the cross. Revival always is coming into a deeper understanding and revelation of the finished work of Jesus. And that is the cross being not just his death, but burial and resurrection and even ascension. And Lent is just our time of going, we're going to spend this 40 days of extravagant seeking. It's not that we don't seek, but all of us at times have spent a day or gone to a retreat or gone to a conference and said, I'm going to set aside some time and do some extravagant pursuing. Well, that's what Lent's all about. That in the same vein that Jesus did, is that we just set this time for extravagant seeking. Allowing the Lord to deal with things in our lives, and it's not about morbidity or introspection. It's just seeking, and in the process of seeking, giving him permission to take what we've not yet given or not even realized we haven't given, because we want to enter into a greater revelation and experience of the finished work of Christ when we end up at Good Friday and then Easter morning. This is Ezekiel 42, and I'm just going to read this one little part in Ezekiel 42. This is verse 5. It says, now the upper chambers were smaller because the galleries took more space away from them than from the lower and middle ones in the building. It later talks in Ezekiel about these chambers and the priest. We're all priests in the New Testament. Entering into these chambers, God feeding them the most holy things. The result of that, they offer sacrifices to God. It's just a cool place, which we'll talk about tonight. But the chambers, there were several sets of chambers, but they were in three layers. And the top ones, the highest ones, they were smaller or they were more narrow, just because of the way the building was structured. And in those top ones, it's where they kept a lot of the treasures that were used in the temple area. And Lent is about wanting to go higher and wanting to encounter God in the upper chambers, not just the middle chamber, the lower chambers. Lent is about God, I want to go further up and further in. You know, C.S. Lewis sort of language. But the issue, and I wrote this today on Facebook, a little thing, that if you want to go higher, you got to get smaller. Because the upper chambers were more narrow. And it was smaller you were, the easier it was to get into them. And Lent is about the fact that I want to dwell in the upper chambers. I want to go higher, and I'm prepared to get smaller. I'm prepared for God to deal with things in my life. I'm prepared for Him to show me things that have to go. I'm prepared for Him to deal with relationships and attitudes and all kinds of stuff that I got to let go of. Because if I'm going to go higher into the upper chambers, I got to be willing to get smaller. That's Lent. And that's what Ash Wednesday starts. And the ashes just remind us of our mortality. A couple of things about the ashes say to us is that, one, time is short. And I don't want to waste a minute. I want to go as high as I can go in Him. I want to go as far as I can go in Him. I don't want to waste time. Because that's something you can't get back. It reminds us, remember that you're but dust, and the dust you shall return. That I'm finite. And what I do in this finite season impacts me in the infinite eternity, forever. But also just reminds me again that I'm dust, and He knows that I'm dust. And so he's not shocked at the things that He has to deal with. He's not shocked about the things I have to repent of, the things I have to let go of. That's not stunning to Him. We're the only ones that forget that we're dust sometimes. And we've said this many times over the years. We have a tendency to forget what He remembers, that we're dust, and remember what He forgets, our sin. And Lent is about this season of remembering what He remembers, that we're dust, and owning our stuff in light of the fact that He's merciful, and then forgetting what He forgets once we own our stuff, and that's our sin. And it's just a time of encounter and entering the narrow gate by becoming smaller. So I just encourage you, wherever your church is, whatever your spirituality is that take advantage. The scripture says that the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. It's always amazed me that how many Christians in America, Protestant Christians, love to celebrate Jewish things, they're recovering the Jewish feast. And that's cool, that's wonderful. But don't get it about the Christian calendar. And yet the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. And I thank God for the Day of Atonement, thank God for all those kind of things, but thank God for the seasons of the year. It affords us the opportunity to worship God through time, to unsecularize time. And I thank God for my Jewish heritage, but I'm a Christian. And I want Lent. Thank God for the Day of Atonement, but I'm more grateful for Good Friday and Easter. Thank God for Tabernacles, but I thank God for Lent and Ash Wednesday. The Feast of the Transfiguration, Pentecost, the Day of Ascension. Thank God for those things. Amen? So let's enter in. Take advantage of this gift that God has given. The church has been worshiping Him through for 2,000 years. And if it's your desire to dwell in the upper chamber where all the treasures are, then if you're going to go higher, you got to be willing to get smaller. And that's what repentance does. Doesn't make you feel guilty. Just lightens you up. Gets you smaller so you can go higher. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.